Hello there, and welcome to the Make We Converse podcast, where we talk about everything good for your body, soul, and spirit. The aim is to address issues that would entertain, enlighten, and most importantly, inspire you to be the best version of yourself. And now to your hosts, Iyare Imade and Ayo Wright. Hello guys, this is a bonus episode of the Make We Converse podcast where we're strictly talking about football. So this is mainly for the football lovers and maybe aspiring football lovers trying to understand football. And this time that we're recording this episode is a time when we are seeing how crazy the transfer market is. The transfer window where people buy players, clubs buy players. It started from, you know, Lionel Messi having to leave Barca due to issues beyond his control, going to PSG, breaking the internet, stories. We've had, it actually started from Messi winning the Copa America. That's where things just began to just, you know, go different ways. And now the most recent mind-blowing, which is a very interesting and exciting time for me personally, is the return of Ororo, also known as CR7, also known or better known as Cristiano Ronaldo. So yeah, Yari, what are your thoughts about the... I've been seeing your tweets. You said they should off the light. They should turn it off. After you don't buy Lukaku, turn the transfer market off. That is messy or is crazy.
It's getting crazy, man.
So what are your thoughts, man?
So basically, like, I woke up on... Was it Friday? Mm-hmm. The surprising news that Ronaldo is actually leaving Juventus.
Yes,
that was... I didn't even have the idea that he was going to go to leaving Juventus. I didn't even know his contract was up.
Yeah.
But I actually knew that most clubs, because of the COVID pandemic, have been hit. And luckily, because of the Premiership has his way of promoting itself, we always feel like the money has been in Premiership. So a lot of clubs are willing to sell to Premiership clubs at a very discount just to let the players. So Ronaldo was getting anyone was like £1 million per week.
Hmm. And Juventus
are... I want to leave you. That it's a huge... chip off your shoulder when you can allow that kind of wage gap leave you. So I think it was done because financial reasons, and I think he was not really comfortable with the new coach. What's his name?
Allegri.
Yes, it's not like Allegri.
But he played under him. I think his first season.
No, never played under Allegri.
He played under Allegri. Indeed. I didn't know this too before. I now saw it later. He played under... I don't know why his first season.
Allegri.
Yes, he played under... Ronaldo and Allegri played together. Yes, I think before... You can actually say before. It was Allegri first, then Sarri, and after Sarri, Pirlo. Yes, you can check it. So, I mean, it's been a crazy time. Because Ronaldo recently, I think some weeks ago or last week, had to put on his IG that there's a lot of noise, rumors going on about his movement, and he doesn't appreciate the rumors and the lies, and, you know, some. But he didn't... I don't think he stated in that message that he would be staying at Juve, you get. But because of how people just expected that he will continue. Some people are even of the opinion that he's always about the show, he's always about attention. And because Messi went to PSG and he got attention.
I reason too, forget that.
Are you serious? So you would sacrifice whatever he has been doing in UVA to now get attention?
First of all, I think he has played for Allegri before.
Yeah.
However, I feel that like the news about Messi leaving... Like, this is your rival.
Yeah, it shook him.
He wants to be in the spotlight.
Yeah, but
he comes with the authority, so he wants to be in the spotlight. So,
he's not sacrificed whatever you're doing with your current club to go to Man United. He's not even sure if he's going to win anything for Man U. I'm a Man U fan, but
it doesn't matter. I think he was just tired of where he was at.
That's another thing.
I think Juve guys wanted him to leave because of the wage gap and everything. So if he left, they're like, oh, bro, if you can get in that club now, I'll be happy. And he wouldn't want to be where he's not loved or he's not appreciated. You understand?
That's weird.
I know last year they actually like blamed him for middle of their season, how his season went.
That's weird. He was the highest goal scorer in Italy.
So the reports that he wants to always have the ball. He's like, he wants to be the star of the team. So all those little gossip, if you don't upset Ronaldo, now why he won't come out? So I feel that him leaving, basically, there was a need for him to leave. And Messi also getting that, moving to a new place. He was like,
I need the new...
Let me try to break internet too now. But I don't think that's majority. But I think Ronaldo coming to Premiership is a very huge...
Man.
It's a huge deal. I'm a Chelsea fan. I bleed blue.
How do you feel?
But I feel like it's a more competition for us. Especially Man U is getting more stronger. However, I feel it's good for the Premiership, the game. itself. You understand? We were about creating a Super League before.
Yeah.
But I see the
now, yeah, yeah, like, we're I already, saw your tweets. Like,
we have a Super League already. So I feel Ronaldo being in Man U, I think it's very, very good.
Imagine
what they need.
Imagine if Messi had gone to Man City.
Wow. God, like, just end Champions. No Champions League. Just stay.
EPL
just
stay. Where is happening. For real.
That's why I tweeted that I should end Champions League. I heard Lewandowski was going to. If Lewandowski gets to Man City.
Bro, nice.
If Lewandowski gets to Man City.
Because Man City beat Arsenal today 5-0 without Lewandowski. What happens if you don't have Lewandowski?
So, my brother and sisters, may they off that transfer reason. Quickly.
Turn the lights off.
So, lock it up. It's shocking that Man U did not plan. If Man U had planned for Ronaldo,
yeah,
they wouldn't have bought Sancho.
Thank you very much. So, but Ronaldo is more
or less. Ronaldo is coming for vibes, basically.
He's coming for vibes. Yeah, short vibes. Term. Maybe I hope he retires in Man U. I think he's just coming to just end his career. I hope that's what he wants to do. And it will work for both parties because it would be like a very nice way to just end your career. And also, it helps because, to be honest, I'm trying to get like the formation. I don't even know how they want to play it because Sancho has somebody said something yesterday. Sancho is even here to kick a ball, as in not kick. He has kicked the ball, but like actually show what he has to bring to the team. Mm. And now I'm bringing on Ronaldo, so like it covers that shine in a way, but it also helps them.
Definitely going to upset the whole structure of Ronaldo at that team.
Yeah.
Ronaldo's coming in. Let's talk about Bruno. How does he affect Bruno? Bruno has been like standing the gap as the main man.
Main man, but now he's not going to be the main man.
Because they don't work together. Like, I think you just got a message from...
Yeah, from a friend. Yes.
Bruno doesn't work together with Ronaldo. Even in Portugal. Bruno is like, in the Euros, Bruno was like absent.
I think the reward... Now I'll argue that one. I think he was tired. He has played too many games in the season. That's why...
I got a hope.
Man looked at me like, bro, nah. That's BS.
No, but I don't like. Let's see what happens. Like if Ronaldo is being played as a 9,
yeah.
I think he can work, and Bruno playing behind him. But like there's one Portuguese now that is in glory.
Is that?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I get. But where do you think that puts Cavani?
No, Cavani was not coming to Premiership to come and be playing full number 9. He wasn't coming to be starting. Cavani is supposed to maybe like play some games just for the money. Cavani didn't come to compete.
Mm.
If he has played all his competition with PSG, yeah. He didn't come to compete. And also, all players must know that Ronaldo is basically, when you are calling Jorge Best, when you are calling Cantona, you mention Ronaldo.
Yeah.
So Ronaldo is like a figure of mine. If I'm very sad for him to have gone to Man City.
Bro, I won't cry. Like, just reading the news, I was pissed. Like, guy, how? No, this now is, they don't do things like this, bro. They don't do this as in no. No, there were some tweets of some fans burning his jersey now online. Yeah, burning his Man United jersey. The same.
Now, let's talk about this now. Our fans must like. Are we very reactionary nowadays?
Yes, we are. But I think
are we really fans? Are we just fans of the moment, or we are just reactionary? Like any news that comes, basically like it just upsets us, and we don't like going to even like support the person. Like if you see we're Ronaldo fans now, are we Ronaldo fans because we don't just react against Messi?
I think this argument also falls in line with the Wizkid and the video because I feel like there's agenda from time. I saw people tweeting about who broke the internet the most. PSG, Messi to PSG broke the internet most.
But Ronaldo had more. First of all, internet, if it comes to social media, Ronaldo is the highest, most.
Yeah, he has a bigger brand. He has a bigger brand than Messi.
Obviously.
Yeah, so
Ronaldo is even sellable to Hollywood.
Than Messi, yes. That's the thing. So there's always that agenda, you understand? So I think it's hard to not place agenda above, you know, logic or reasoning. Mm. You understand? But in terms of reactionary, I think fans are more reactionary these days. Like how I said, how some fans were already burning the jersey. They've not even signed. Already burning the jersey. Because I mean, these things that happened. We had our one of our legends, Peter Schmeichel. Mm. He played for Man City.
But at that time, Man City were not oil rich. Because Man City was like Wigan.
Yeah, that's true.
They were like Stoke and
so. So now like that, like a major rival.
They wasn't going to a rival like
noisy neighbor.
So then they were just like, So it's not like a big deal for them at that time.
That's true.
So I feel that basically like Ronaldo is back in Premiership. It's nice to watch him some games.
Yeah.
Nice to see him put on the red jersey again. I'm sure I can't wait for 2 weeks from now.
I'm excited.
Where he jumps and you people are singing. And big ups, there's this those Sykes.
Yeah.
Those guys are those six.
Yeah, they're back.
What's the story about them?
I don't know, but I know that they've always been like at the front seats of Man United games. But and for a long time. I think the time that they were always there, it was where the times when Manu was like doing.
You don't know what I'm talking about. There are some guys that are like Indian native. They are called six.
Yeah.
So they are bearded guys, like four of them. Yeah. Really sit
always
in the stands.
Front seats, yes.
But
seats.
For a while now, they've not been there.
Yeah, they've not been. Even before COVID, they were not there. So I don't know. Maybe, I don't know the story. Maybe they were not around or whatever. But it's just like, it just brings back old memories of winning days. And maybe as a year now, and Ronaldo is back now. Who knows? Because Ronaldo being back also sort of makes United one of the major, should I say, favorites for the title. Sure, before we were even not Champions really too. Yeah, before we were not really, because of what Ronaldo brings, what he stands for. Imagine if Man United not qualify for Champions League. If I say Ronaldo wouldn't consider us. I don't think he would have considered us.
Secondly, yeah. I think what do you think about Maguire still, because I'm hearing rumors that Maguire still remains the captain. What do you think about
I don't he should not be the captain. Why? I said that yesterday. What has he done being the captain? Because even him being the captain last year, I felt like someone like Bruno would have been better. Maybe it's a privilege, as we just talked about in one of our previous episodes. Maybe it's a privilege of being an Englishman. Because if you're looking at who shows leadership abilities on the pitch, Bruno has more of that. He's always angry when we lose. He's always like, the mentality is up there. I don't see that dressing room clips. Maguire has more.
I think basically it's just English privilege. Yeah. They give to your players. One is just historical to have an English captain like John Terry, Tony Adams, and the rest.
As Ronaldo is coming, they should give him the armband. Because all this whole armband story, someone that knows Man U more than any. But who won't know Man U more than Ronaldo pass people with the. Like, he's the only person standing from the 2008 final against Chelsea. Understand? He's the only person standing. No, De Gea wasn't there. So he's the only one that was there. So he's the one that is coming back having that Sir Alex Ferguson blood alongside Ole Gunnar and Mike Phelan, the assistant coach, and Michael Carrick. So it would be nice to have that, you know, Sir Alex Ferguson. And shout out, Sir Alex, I don't know if you listen to the podcast, but if you listen to the podcast, thank you so much for hijacking that deal.
I'm sure Sir Alex just went straight into those glazers, if you don't allow this thing to happen. Like, if you allow him go to... I heard a lot of Man U players walked straight to the board and like, dude, we need this guy. Pay him whatever he wants.
Are you serious?
Yes. They didn't, like, I think some big players...
Yeah, big players would have,
Ferdinand.
Of course. Ferdinand tweeted about the night before that he was on the phone with Ronaldo for the whole day that his missus was like, she's going to sleep. This is just too much for her. She cannot have it anymore. Like, he was trying to convince him. There was a... I don't know if you saw Evra's IG. He posted his WhatsApp conversation with Ronaldo. So, these are players that know what he brings. Are like, guy, come back.
That no one had, you see those guys are really like, people like Scopes.
Yeah.
People like, always like critical of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Yeah. Because they feel like the identity in Man U is actually being lost.
Yes.
When it doesn't, you guys are not playing as you play.
Yeah.
No, I know before, back in the days, like Man U,
they play Man U.
Referee go there against you. The fans, like everything conspires against you when you play against Man U. So that's actually, well, welcome back, Ronaldo, to the Premiership.
Yeah.
More spotlight for you. Yeah. More goals. Like, any time you score, that will be trend, social media. When they go for... Because the Glazers actually... Yeah. They own... they're actually based in the US. The Glazer family, they own Tampa Bay Box, the team that has Tom Brady, the NFL superstar.
Yeah,
so
they actually
those guys now own, like, the two
goats. Top stars in different fields.
It's actually very dope.
And also, welcome back to the Premier League. Romelu Lukaku.
Yes.
It's amazing. He left Serie A. Ronaldo followed him
back to Serie A. Yes. It's dope, sha. Like I said, all this just makes Premiership more interesting.
All the stories, all this coming back, dreaming to come back, you know, finishing unfinished jobs and all of that. So, yeah, it's going to be a good season. To end this episode, where do you think Chelsea will end this season? What are your top four predictions?
Chelsea is going to end second after Man City. You thought I was Man U.
I think Man City are still favourites and Man U second. But Man U will win FA Cup and probably Champions League. So thank you very much for everybody thank you very much to everybody that has listened to this episode today. This was just a bonus episode for football lovers, just in the moment of the transfer window coming to an end soon. God bless you. Peace. Thank you once again for listening to this episode. We also like to appreciate Anchor for giving us this platform to share our podcast. Please do not forget to follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Make We Converse. You can find Yari on Twitter and Instagram at Yari_Imade, and Ayo on Twitter and Instagram at The Yarn Spinner. That is TheYarnSpinna. Also, please ensure you subscribe to our podcast and drop a review on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, WhatsApp, wherever you listen to us. We look forward to your feedback. Thank you.